How can teaching about diversity lead to empathy? Anton Troyer is an educator and founding member of Bemidji's Truth and Reconciliation Committee. He has some ideas about how we can better understand each other through two means, teaching and talking. This is Anishinaabe Naajimun, Minnesota's tribal voice.
We are verging on a crisis in our country around race relations and things like that. We need to equip our future generations with some tools so that we can all get along. And understanding someone is really critical to valuing that. So we need to create an expectation for a broader array of understandings. Honestly, when I look at it, the British developed our school system and we're still using their curriculum. And so we teach more about what you'd, you know, animals you'd see somewhere in the broader British Empire than you would the animals here in northern Minnesota. And you see it all the time. People see some roadkill on the side of Highway 2, and they'll say, I saw this weird brown animal. I have no idea what the heck that thing was. Zebra, yup. Giraffe, yup. Duck-billed platypus, yup. And when we don't understand something, it's so easy to be ambivalent about its destruction. And what are we doing to the natural world? And what are we doing to each other? So those kind of understandings vital. To me, in a place like Minnesota, we should teach about the diversity that's here, the diversity we anticipate being here in the future. And we should teach about this place, and that includes the more than 10,000 years of documented human history in this place. We start with the arrival of the first white guys, but there's 10,000 years of history before that, and that those are vital understandings. If I moved to Germany, I would expect to learn something about Germany, and I wouldn't be offended if somebody spoke to me in German. And for some reason in America, we are so resistant to that. People are terrified. They're terrified of exposing an ignorance. They're terrified of offending somebody. And so it becomes much safer to do less. And doing less heightens the marginalization and invisibility of students of color. So we need to, on the one hand, coach teachers to be brave, to lean in where they're not comfortable. We need to think about teaching in different ways. Part of the solution for me would be being open to different teaching methodologies and educational platforms. Some people really are best instructed through writing, but some are much more auditory. Some are more kinetic. Why take your, you know, square-shaped peg and your star-shaped peg and your rectangular peg and your triangle peg and pound them all through the round hole?
The conversation happens every month on campus at BSU. You can join the Bemidji Truth and Reconciliation efforts at any point. Meetings are open to all. For more information, give us a call at 800-662-5799. This episode of Anishinaabe Naajimun is part of Area Voices. Area Voices, telling the arts, cultural, and historical stories of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.